In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, this is the Sunday after Theophany. We always read this selection where Jesus has found out that John the Baptist is now in prison, and so he goes to dwell in Capernaum. And he tells us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Context is important. When you read the scripture, it's not only important what happens, it's important what happens after. What happened after the Lord was baptized? He immediately went into the wilderness and he was tempted 3 times by the devil. This is to show us, to teach us, that baptism is not some sort of magical cure-all that makes us all better. Baptism is what enables us to become better, and by temptations, we will live our life and become better. No man can live without temptations, even our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what is so important to see. After the Lord's baptism is the time for work, because his baptism is pointing to our baptism. He said to John the Baptist, in order to convince him to baptize him, he said, suffer it to be so now to fulfill all righteousness. Becoming baptized does not make you righteous. It allows you to become righteous. It is the entry into the church and the grace of God to help you to fulfill God's will for you, the best for you. To become righteous, to become good, to become holy, so that you know God who is good. So he goes into the wilderness, basically knowing that during this period of time, John would be imprisoned. So he's 40 days in the wilderness, he comes out. And he knows now that John has been imprisoned. It's important also to see what happens after this. John was the herald of his coming. Well, when the herald is speaking, the person has not come yet. So he does not speak. But after the herald leaves off, then it is time for the one he spoke of to begin to speak. So the Lord started to speak. And it's important also to see where he went. He didn't live with the Jews. He lived mostly with the Gentiles. Because Galilee was known as Galilee of the Gentiles. Not that no Jews lived there. No, a few. But very few. And so he was mostly among the Gentiles. And the words here are very important and very underscore our Lord's mission. Galilee means a rolling down. Like a stone would roll down a hill, out of control, or perhaps like the pigs. But when the demons came out of the man and went into the pigs, they rolled down the hill without control to their destruction. Galilee means rolling down. And Zabulon means nocturnal or night. And Naphtalim means a broadening. So, in Galilee of the Gentiles, they were in darkness, going the broad way. And the Lord has already told us about the broad way, correct? The broad way leads to destruction. And it's in darkness. And it's without control. And Capernaum means house of consolation or of comfort. So the Lord dwelt in Capernaum to bring consolation and comfort to Galilee of the Gentiles. And of course, not just Gentiles, but also Jews, all of mankind. And if we're honest with one another, we see that in our life, there are aspects of this rolling down and of this darkness and of this broad way. We want to live the easy way, the broad way, in darkness. And much of our life is out of control. You can't get it in control until you admit you're out of control. And I've known a lot of people, and I've never known anybody in control. The ones who look the most in control are the ones who know the most about themselves and realize how truly, without God, they can do nothing. So that is where their control comes from. But they know that their base instinct is to be this rolling down into the darkness and broad way of sin. Now the first words that the Lord spoke, very important. Very often, the first thing said is very important. The last thing said is very important. And the Lord said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Why did he say that? Well, one can say, well, he began his preaching. He's about to select his disciples. It's going to happen only in a few more sections of the scripture. And the whole mechanism is in place now for him to preach, to teach, to go to his crucifixion and his resurrection and ascension. So the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's beginning. Well, that's true. But I tell you a better way to think of it. Not a better way, but a powerful alternative way in addition. The Lord was baptized and he immediately went and was tempted. Waited for John to be imprisoned. Then he started preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Baptism is the entry into the church. With baptism comes the time for struggle. With baptism, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What that means is everything you do, everything you say, everything you are should be for the kingdom of heaven. The difference between us and the saints is that they felt the immediacy, the importance of God in their life. For them, everything was the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord spoke of this many, many times. He said, even when you give a cup of water to these little ones, you give it unto me. It's not just a cup of water. It's about the kingdom. If you look at the kingdom parables, the kingdom of heaven is like. It's always about how we should live, how we should be, what we should become. It's about what we're doing now. Not later. The kingdom of heaven is now. What you do now impacts whether you'll be in the kingdom or not. We should feel this immediacy. Years ago, I used to do a lot of reading about weightlifting. Now I do some too, but not so much about the just weightlifting, you know, these to get muscles, but conditioning and all kinds of stuff like that. Well, I remember reading something that stuck with me really as powerfully as just about any scripture, because I saw how much someone valued something to give his whole life unto just being posing on stage and looking like a moron, and how much he gave his life over to it. And I thought at the time, there's nothing I'm not dedicated to. And he spoke of that when he would eat, and he ate, you know, a special diet, all kinds of stuff. When he would eat, he would say, "This banana is going to help me win." When he would exercise, "This last rep that really hurts is going to make me be a champion." Everything that he did, this sleep that I'm doing when I'd rather do something else, is so that I can be a champion. So, I guess he became a champion. Doesn't really matter. It matters what he becomes, not as a person, not any awards he got. Are we like that? Is everything that we do for the kingdom of heaven? What a difference in our life. If everything was for God. If we saw every situation we are in as being critical, crucial, not just another time in our life, not just space between events, but everything being an event, everything being in the now, everything being for the kingdom of heaven. That's the way we should live. And that's what I truly believe these words mean. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, now for you. With your baptism, you have been enabled to become good. So why aren't you? That's the question you should ask yourself. Why aren't you? Why do you still waste time? Why do you still do things that are really of no consequence whatsoever? If someone can dedicate every waking moment of their life to winning a weightlifting title, then can't we dedicate ourselves to holy things? Now, of course, if someone is dedicating themselves to something frivolous, the evil one helps them. So, when we dedicate ourselves to something holy, there's many things that will get in our way. But let's be honest. It's not the fact that we have duties of life, or children, or jobs, or the traffic is heavy, or we've got a cold, or any of those things that get in the way. What gets in the way of us having every moment be where the kingdom of heaven is at hand is ourselves. Because we like to take the broad way, the easy way, and the dark way. Let's just be honest with ourselves and accept that that's the truth. And accept that that shouldn't be the truth. It's not the way life should be. That's not what we were born for. We were born for perfection. With baptism comes the ability to become perfect. We used to have discussions with someone years ago. And they'd say about, you know, well, I do this, I do that, but after all, I'm only human. As if, well, I'm only human, that's just the way it is. No, it's not the way it is. The way it is the kingdom of heaven is at hand right now, this very moment for us. And everything we do impacts how we will be in the kingdom. Everything. It's a frightening thing to me. I recently commented to someone, I don't want anybody to make a movie of my life. Could you imagine if there could be a movie made of things that happened in your life? I don't want that movie to be made. I don't think there's much that I've done that's very good. But I can change that starting now. I'm baptized. Partake of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The grace of God. The Holy Spirit is within me, within you. What is stopping us? Only our laziness. Only that we get sleepy. And we don't think about how important every single moment is. For the saints, there is no moment more holy than another. All is holy. Everything is important. How we speak, how we act, what we think, what we read, what we do, how we spend our money. Everything is about the kingdom of heaven. So brothers and sisters, after the baptism of Christ, the Lord is tempted to show us about temptation, that with baptism comes struggle, and then He tells us the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's His challenge to us, and His statement of fact to us. Everything we do should be for the kingdom of heaven. May God help us to achieve this. Amen.